Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Gorgeous day out there. Just had a kind of a sweet moment. I was looking up at the board, which I'm now proficient at. If Rach, if you get
you mean you're
stuck,
looking at like the
there's
white
lots of colors
yeah.
And
yeah, there's like I see green, I see purple.
If I'm having any troubles, I'll just ask.
Thank you. Don't be embarrassed.
I won't.
I mean,
I appreciate you.
I get it. I didn't always know exactly what's going on, but I looked up and it said Glover KMOX Glover Show Open, and I swear to God, I was like, "That's my name," and then it just hit me because KMOX has been such a big deal in my life, especially my childhood. Every morning, eating cereal while my dad listened to KMOX, and the morning march would come on, and then listening to Buck and Shannon baseball with my dad. And it's just weird to think that that little kid, like, had my dad known, he would have been so proud, right? But he wouldn't have believed it.
like, what?
Like, one of these days, I'm going to be on KMOX. He'd be like, okay, you go get me a cigarette.
Sure, kid.
This is kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Kind of neat. Kind of neat to see your name in lights.
Awesome.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, well,
every day,
5 days a week, you know.
Yeah, I was talking to my hospice patient, Jackie, today. It's Thursdays with Jackie. I brought her a cannoli as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
In the middle of the show, Dave ran in as my very best friend in the world,
right,
as he put it.
I like to bring you snacks.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Yeah, she likes cannoli, so I went by Missouri Baking Company. Hey, Andrew, let's reach out to Missouri Baking and see if we can get the owners on. That's such a cool place. So neat. They don't take credit cards, though.
No, I know.
You need to know that.
Really?
Yeah, you got to show up with cash.
You need to know that.
Oh, see, that is your biggest public service announcement you'll
make
today.
First time I went there, I didn't know it. I went, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I do think they have an ATM there, though.
Oh, do they?
I think so. I think so. Obviously, you'd have to pay your fees or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm like, I think it's been 7 years.
Oh, they take debit cards?
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy's a young guy, like a teenager, and he goes, dude, it's $1.50 to use a debit card. I'm like, ring it up, son.
Yeah, we're all good. Let's
ring it up.
Yeah.
I got like a dozen cannolis in there, so I can't disappoint.
It's only like 10 cents per. It's fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah.
What's the big news with the Cardinal baseball?
Yeah, so they announced today that they have a new agreement, which, again, it used to be Bally Sports Midwest. It's now FanDuel Sports Midwest.
So same company.
Same company, same broadcast. It's so you remember how it was Fox Sports Midwest?
Kind of.
And then it became Bally Sports Midwest?
Kind
it's the
of,
same thing.
Okay.
The naming rights were purchased.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
But it's still Diamond Sports. It's still the company that's in bankruptcy, but they have kept a number of their contracts active and renegotiated some. So they renegotiated with the Cardinals. So it's most likely, these details aren't going to be posted, but it's most likely that the Cardinals are getting less money in this renegotiation than they were supposed to get before. But they're still getting guaranteed money in it. And now it comes with the added bonus of in-market streaming, which is something the Cardinals wanted. So the easiest way to explain that is you do not need to have any specific TV service to get Cardinals games directly to you. You can go get them basically a la carte. So instead of having to have a cable service or a satellite service, or you had Fubo, right? You have to have a streaming service that carries what is now called FanDuel Sports Midwest. Now you can get it directly from them.
Okay.
And I guess it's going to be, I didn't see the details outlined exactly on the step-by-step of it. It could be through the MLB.TV app. It might be a separate app there. I mean, they do have a separate, Bally Sports app or now FanDuel Sports app. So it may be just that. But you'll be able to get just that without having to have one of the specific TV services that had a deal with them. So that's a big deal because it opens it up to a lot of customers that didn't want to change their TV, didn't want to add cable, satellite, whatever other service, but wanted Cardinals games. Now you can do that.
Cool.
Yes.
Sounds like all upside.
Yeah, the Cardinals have wanted this badly for a while. Bill DeWitt III has talked about it a lot. Because, look, when you're looking at catering to younger audiences are less and less likely to have, quote-unquote, TV services. It's more streaming a la carte. And if you have Netflix and Disney and HBO Max and Hulu, if you have those, you don't have the Cardinals.
Yeah.
It's not on Hulu, as an example. So now you don't have to change any of that or pay extra or anything. You have to pay extra to have the app, but you don't have to have a different TV service and change off of all of that.
Cool. I can pare down. I have Fubo and I have MLB. I got MLB on purpose, duh, but I thought I would watch a bunch of other games, but I just didn't. Yeah, I like the aesthetic of me just sitting around and watching the Dodgers play the Braves, and I never did. So.
Yeah, that's like all I do.
The idea of it.
I was telling you my setup is normally, because I didn't have a TV. I have Hulu, so I didn't have a TV service that carried Bally, now FanDuel. So I would listen to the games with John and Rick.
How do you get your basic television?
Hulu.
Hulu has basic television?
Yeah.
You can watch Channel 5?
You got to get the live version of it. There's two different. There's a basic level of Hulu, and then there's Hulu Live, which can get you all the networks. And it's basically like having cable. It's just a little
cheaper. I don't know nothing. It's not on that board right there.
And then that's all, for us, it's all combined. Like that and Disney and ESPN Plus, those are all, it's a package.
There are I was talking about total first world / luxury complaining. I just did one a couple minutes ago, which I'll get back to. But when it comes to switching back and forth between the World Series, and I have YouTube TV, and the Blues game, which is FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, whatever it is, you can't just go click previous channel, right? You have to get out of YouTube TV, go into the FanDuel app, watch the game, go out of the FanDuel app.
Yes.
And the back and forth, I'm like, are we expected to live like this?
I know.
And the first original first world complaining was when you have a drink and the plastic straw cracks.
Yeah,
why is that the worst thing in the world? I'm like, I can't survive. It hurts my tongue.
What, am I supposed to drink this without the straw, too?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to live like this?
And it is going to be a FanDuel Sports Midwest app. It's a FanDuel Sports app. So there will be an app there. You could pay a price just to have the Cardinals games.
An example like
and
that.
And get all of them.
Yeah. Mine is more how weird I am. So I have an electric blanket on my couch, which just went out. So I went to Amazon and bought a new one. It'll be here tonight, which is amazing, right? But here's my setup. So I have a big, giant leather couch that's about 6 feet deep, for reals. Restoration hardware. It's insane. So I lay on an electric blanket, my butt, my legs. Sometimes it gets a little too hot. And then I have an electric heating pad behind my back. Then I have three blankets on top of me. And a fan, box fan, just a Hoosier box fan, blowing on my face.
Are you incubating?
I don't know. It's like I'm
a
medieval king or something.
You're going to be a roaster.
So what's the temperature in your home?
Cold. I like it cold. I haven't had the heater on yet. You know, it just gets cold. I get up in the morning, and I'll wear a sock cap and put on my socks. And I like the juxtaposition of temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it that I couldn't do all the heated stuff because I run hot, but I like it to be really cold inside so that you can have heavy quilts on your bed. But oh man, I would be a...
You're not a sweaty guy?
A sweaty puddle.
I'm not a sweaty guy by nature, but if I fall asleep on the heated blanket, I wake up in a pool.
Man, I couldn't even be in there for 5 minutes. It'd be just awful.
I love in the middle of the night, in the cold weather when it's really cold, and I get up and I go to the bathroom and then you get back in and you have to
readjust.
Start all over.
Yeah.
I like the starting all over part.
Yeah.
Man. I don't like being warm. I like being cold than getting warm.
I get you.
Yeah.
Man, I am so hot all the time.
Mm.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know.
Are you one of these freaks that sleep with just a sheet?
No, that's my problem.
You like a lot of weight?
I like a lot of weight in the blankets, a sheet and a quilt and something else.
Preach.
So what happens is I lose weight. It's like a sauna every night.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I've never done it because I'm not completely insane. But if I won the lottery, I think I would sleep with 38 sheets.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It just...
Honestly, I think if you put your mind to it and saved a little bit, you could probably do it.
Can I make that happen?
Yeah, I think you could make it happen.
Could be here by tomorrow.
Go to Bed Bath Beyond. What kind of deal can you make me on 38 sheets?
I bet they sell them on Amazon. You'd be like, get the 900 sheets from Indonesia or something.
I'm pretty picky, though.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Know what I like.
It's
I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Whether it's the count.
You don't know what it's called, but you know
Egyptian
what it feels like.
Cotton, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you bamboo.
I don't like squeaky sheets.
No.
Oh my gosh, I hate squeaky
Wait,
sheets.
Squeaky sheets?
Yeah, I don't know this.
I do.
Yeah, thank
what
you.
What are squeaky sheets?
You just go.
Yeah. They just like.
I don't understand. I still don't understand.
It's a kind of fabric that when you run your run your skin across it, there's like an audible
like a corduroy sound.
No.
Are they fancy sheets or something?
I don't think.
Should we be talking about springs?
That's what they are.
Yeah.
Springs.
Round metal things.
I don't think I've ever had my sheets almost squeak.
It's like they feel great, and then somehow in the middle of the night, somewhere in the middle of the night, they turned into like 60% plastic. Mm. So it's like that. I do not like squeaky sheets.
You need to record this.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I mean the noise.
Man, when I was a kid, I was so afraid of everything and ghost stories, but I had to have a sheet and a comforter and a blanket in the middle of the summer with no air conditioner and just a box fan in another bedroom that I wasn't in. And I would cover my head. So I would take the covers, cover it, and then hold it at either side of my neck. And like three times during the night, my mom would have to get up and come in and pull the covers off my head because I would be like laboring to breathe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
To keep the ghosts away. Doy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. They can get right to your face if you don't cover
it. It's kind of like garlic with vampires, sheets with ghosts.
Pretty much. Still works.
The shield. They've never gotten you yet.
Squeaky as possible.
You're safe.
I am 60. And every now and then, if I'm hot, I'll stick my leg out. Mm-hmm. And within 20 seconds, I'm like, what are you doing?
The ghost could get
you crazy.
Our bedroom gets extremely warm, like in the winter. I don't know.
By your bedroom, you mean your living room with a hammock?
Uh-huh. It's just like really heavily insulated, I think. Like it just traps in the heat really well. And I don't like that because I like to be colder when I sleep.
Yeah.
And so my wife is always like, why don't we just open the door and sleep with the door open? And I'm like, are you insane? Do you want the mummy in here?
Right.
Do you want Dracula in the bedroom?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Because that's how you
an invitation.
Dracula. Yeah.
I've never tried a Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, are those the foam? Mm-hmm. I think I have tried them.
Oh, then I'm thinking of the ones that make it like the cold side and the hot side.
Sleep Number.
Yeah.
Sleep, no?
I think
there's a bunch of the brands that have that.
Sleep it's the one with
their temperature
Matthew
control
Stafford
things.
And his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleep Number is
softness.
Yeah. The you can have like a firmer side on your side and a soft side.
Man, I'd sleep on ice water if I could.
Yeah.
Well, water bed, yeah.
Yeah.
I had one once.
Yeah.
And it had no baffles. It was awful.
Wait, no baffles?
Like, they put these baffles in there to keep it from being completely... It was just a water balloon.
So yes. You're like floating on a raft in the ocean.
Black leather king size no baffles waterbed.
So it didn't even have shape. It was just
it was just like a big fake boob. 123 DGS. I was just telling these guys, referencing that that waterbed I had. It was a king size, so I called it the Elvis bed. It was a king. It was black lacquer with cabinets and lights in the cabinets. I mean, it was ridiculously gauche.
Yeah.
And it was at like the waterbed store or something like that. And I didn't know what credit was. I was in law school. there's a sentence. And so it was like $1,500, $1,800, and I didn't have any money because I was in law school. And I was looking at it, and the guy was like, pretty cool bed, huh? I'm like, oh, my God, I love it so much. And he goes, it's only $1,800. I could probably get you in it for $15. And I'm like, oh, I don't have that kind of money. He goes, do you have $35 a month? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, that's only like 20 years. And I'm like, what's this you say? Like, I just had no concept of that. Now, and so then, like, I didn't make, like, my third or fourth or fifth payment and found out what bad credit is. Like, I didn't know that would make you guys mad.
The nonstop calls. Here they come.
I'll catch up.
Yeah. $1,500 for a bed, whenever that was. Was it the 90s?
Would have been the late 80s.
Late 80s. That's an expensive bed.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I mention the cabinets with the lights?
The black leather?
God.
But it doesn't have the stabilizers? What did it have?
The baffles.
The baffles.
Yeah.
Black leather sounds horrible to sleep on.
Black what?
Black leather?
No, black lacquer.
Oh, lacquer.
I think you said black leather.
Oh, gosh.
I heard that as well.
Yeah. Did you? Maybe I said it.
And I was like...
Maybe that's what I wanted.
I was like, I thought you liked to be cold.
Just coming out. Yeah, in a black leather bed.
Well, if you put sheets over it, it wouldn't be that bad,
those
right?
Those would be squeaky sheets if you were on a leather. Yeah.
That would be a situation. Super squeaky bed.
Yeah.
It was black leather, had a ball gag, you know, just the typical.
Yeah, mirror on the ceiling.
Mirror on the ceiling.
Sleeping on a 10-foot jacket.
You had to dress like Batman, I don't know.
Get into the basement.
But if it squeaked and it was a waterbed, it would definitely feel like you're on a boat.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You could, if you like, I'm a side sleeper, just left, right, left, right, left, right. And every time you moved, you were in for 20 minutes of waves. Yeah. And at first I'm like, this is the greatest. I love it. And then you're like, this blows.
Yeah. How long did you have it?
How long did I pay for it? Pretty long. Mm. Like the whole time I lived in this one apartment. Isn't that funny? I have no idea what I did with it. None.
I loved
my parents had a waterbed. I remember what they did with it. It ended up
yikes.
Like, well,
hey there.
Oh, I know.
It ended up popping and like breaking at some point. And so it was like several days of this thing like very slowly draining. And the water like stunk because it had been.
Yikes.
It had been like, you know, this
really
water.
Doxing your parents here.
They didn't stink. The water inside this plastic bag that they slept on for 15 years.
Duh.
Stagnant water inside a plastic bag.
Are those still a thing? Does anyone have a waterbed?
They exist.
Where would you even get one?
There are a couple of specialty stores. I know this because sometimes I'll get TikToks advertising them. There are a couple of specialty stores.
You can get them on Amazon.
Look at that.
Hey,
for like
how much?
$200.
Waveless waterbed.
Black leather?
It's purple.
Ooh, purple leather.
Oh, purple. Great.
The prince bed.
I always wanted my bed to. Most important thing about a bed, should it be purple? I think I wanted purple.
That was his dad calling. 132 DGS. That's made Amy laugh because said I wanted to go to the Galleria and get a massage under the escalator.
All righty then. Is that code?
I know. It sounds like a euphemism.
It's the massage place under the escalator. I know.
I think it's called like under the stairs or something.
Yeah, it's right next to the like the fancy furniture place.
Yeah.
Well, you should go because I was there yesterday and they've got the Christmas trees up.
Hey,
they're putting up all the decorations.
That's a 2-for-1 right there.
It really is beautiful at the Galleria when they do that. It's a nice, nice touch.
I was inspired by this conversation on this show with Wheeler about the double errand day.
Yes. Yes.
Being so accomplished. Yep. So on election day, I got my oil changed and then I went to the UPS store and made a return.
Damn.
Nice.
I was so proud.
That's a good 2-for.
Was that after work?
Yes.
Because your after work is kind of like our before work.
Yep.
Like, it's hard to do anything for me before work. I don't like doing things before, but when you have to, you have to. Yeah. I got to imagine it's the opposite for you because you get up so damn early.
Do a lot in the morning, but not really store-wise, except for the grocery store, which is beautiful at 6 in the morning. But I went to the UPS store and made my return and was so proud of it. The very next morning.
Good job, Amy.
I get a knock on the door. CPS guy. Apparently, I had failed to take off the original address.
Oh, so I delivered it to yourself.
That's good.
That's like a fun little game, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
You have a crush on the UPS guy.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Bob.
He did do kind of a coquettish knock. He was like,
"Oh,
yeah,
yeah, he's into it." I had kind of a 3-for today. On Thursdays, I go see my hospice patient, and she said that she loved Missouri baking, and I went by and got her a cannoli. Then I went to breakfast by myself at Denny's, which I love.
Oh.
I just love it.
Denny's or being by yourself?
Interesting. No, I don't need to be by myself, but I'm okay being by myself having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel a little sheepish going to dinner by myself. Just a character flaw.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad about going to movies by myself or going to breakfast by myself because I always do show prep. I love to spread out at a booth, little moons over my hammy.
It's like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah.
Your papers spread out everywhere.
Then I went to see Jackie, so I had a busy morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've taken myself to Annie Gunn's for dinner before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Just go.
I've gone to concerts alone. I don't care.
What a loser.
I know. Whatever,
yeah,
man.
Oh, that's really
am I going to see the music? I'm going to see the music.
That's really pathetic.
We don't want to hear Fred anymore.
What's that?
Everyone in the crowd is pointing at you.
Yeah, look at that guy.
Is he by himself?
Where's your date?
Yeah.
Don't you have any friends?
That swole guy is by himself.
I mean,
yeah,
it is hard sometimes when not that many people like the music that you like, so you just go. It's either that or don't go.
Wheels went to the dermatologist today and asked if he had to pay extra because his body's so big.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm the biggest person they've
doctor's
seen.
Like, cancel my morning.
People are going to meet Wheeler and be like, he's not that.
I know. I think you guys are out of your minds.
I don't know.
I think you guys are crazy.
Pretty big.
I'm like a slightly above normal person.
No. You're swole. You know it.
No, I don't think so.
I tried out some moves on Kevin earlier just because I kind of wanted to get.
He did.
Like hitting on him?
No. Yeah,
like under the escalator?
Let me just rub you out.
He's like, I want to do a test. What would you do if I did this? And he comes up like he's going to mug me or something.
I think I almost hurt him. My arms, like with his arms back. And Kevin goes, I just do this. And then he just went limp. And I was like, ah!
That's
like,
work.
Like wrenched my stomach.
I just locked my arms and you'd lock and drop. And then that makes it hard for the person that's trying to.
No, I like the same way I fantasize about a work shooter. Like I fantasize about fighting each of you. And with you, I hopefully would be wearing my boots and I would just kick you in the shin and run.
That's smart.
I mean, like, I feel like I could hit you as hard as I can in the head and you'd just shake it off and then kill me.
So. I do take punches pretty well.
Oh, I would 100% break my hand if I punched you. I'd break my hand. You'd be like, what was that?
You'd break your hand if you punched anything. That's like what usually happens.
Ouch. Well, it's not an unfair point. You can break your hand hitting a lot of things.
Yeah, when you punch stuff, you pretty much break your hand every time.
I guess. But yeah, I'm a horrible fighter, though.
Yeah, a lot.
Really? You weren't always getting into the mix.
No, like my mom, and she would tell you this, like, not, you know, she is a lady. My mom is amazing and she is such a lady and so proper and cute and tiny and all of this. And I'm like, oh, I play hockey. My mom, if she wanted, could completely beat me up right now.
Really?
Like, I'm so weak. Like, even not like accounting for age difference or anything. I would just go like, ah! I mean, I literally, even my like, older sister she's so tiny and she also is like a lady and doesn't really play sports or anything, and she, if I tried to like tackle her or whatever, she'd be like, are you even trying? Like, I don't know, I'm a weak person.
Is it physical weakness or is it more like
spiritual, emotional?
No, it's emotional.
So for example, when I was a kid,
yeah,
I did nothing but fight. We were always wrestling at recess and wrestling on teams and boxing. And I was a really good fighter, but I was terrified of a fight.
Mm.
Like, there's a fight, 3 p.m., you know, like that. Just being the focus of attention always really daunted me.
I think it's a combo of I actually am very weak in my upper body. Like, I have no upper body strength. Like, my arms get tired brushing my hair. That's why I don't curl my hair. It's just, I don't
have to. You're making me tired. It's what I got. I feel like I'm about to pass out.
Dave's just like,
like, your arms are up and it's just burning. You know, the worst thing ever is when someone's like, can you hold this picture up to see if it looks good there? I'm like, I can't. I don't have the strength. So it's a combination of being actually physically weak. And then I think Rachel will get this. I don't know. I think sometimes girls, our instinct, not all girls, but at least for me, is to be kind of like apologetic. Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, no, it's I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. So it's almost like a recoil.
Yeah.
Right? And so my instinct in a fight is to recoil. Like, oh, no, my instinct is not aggressive. I have zero aggressiveness.
Yeah.
I recoil when I don't mean to. Like, people will be so nice and, like, reach out to, like, touch my arm or something. And I, like, back away. And it's so horrible because it's people that I like and people that I'm familiar with. But I just immediately am like,
<you know. laughs> So Ron has to be traumatized.
Sometimes.
Is Ron a toucher?
You're like a
slap your shoulder
more of a harasser.
Or something.
I feel bad saying toucher. And you're like, no, more assault.
Yeah.
More violent than that.
I do find it funny, though, that, Amy, you say this about yourself, and yet you have the stamina to run for like 25 miles at a time, 26
well, she'll get away
miles
for, sure.
for a marathon. So that takes a lot of strength.
But it's like leg strength. You know what I mean? Like, carrying is so different. Or everybody, they were doing at Mason Jar's house, he and his sons were doing like pull-up contests, and they're like, "Amo, how many can you do?" And so, like, I hang from the bar because you got to start.
Yeah,
I couldn't even bend my elbows. They're like, "Go!" And I'm like, "I am going."
Like, one,
wind doesn't work.
Two.
I was like, "How do you bend your elbows?"
Who's Amo?
That's what Amy they Marks call me.
Can we call you that?
You can. It's funny because I never had a nickname except for in hockey. The only time I ever had a nickname was when I played men's hockey.
They called you weak.
He called me weak. They called me Aimer. I've had Aimer, but the kids call me Amo. Yeah.
I say Aim sometimes, but then I'm like, is that even really a nickname? Because it's like this, but it's the same number of letters as Amy.
It's like calling me Day.
Day. Hey, Day.
It's syllables. It works, Rachel. I think it's good.
Yeah. Amo.
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 I like that.
Yeah, Amo was pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm jealous. If I weren't Ramjet, I'd be really jealous.
You could be Davo.
Davo.
Dave Glow.
Davo. Rachel.
Yeah, I've had Day-Glow.
What?
Day-Glow?
Day-Glow.
Because Glover, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like the name of like a nice tanning place.
I was going to say, it sounds like a gamer nickname. Like Day-Glow 1974.
Law school was bad because I was G-Love.
Oh.
Because Glover.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's not bad.
I'm surprised Michael Kelly hasn't called you G-Love. G-Love. That seems like a
only
nickname.
Only when we're alone.
Under the escalator.
Yes. Getting a couple's massage. Let me handle this big guy for a second. Yeah, like if you get a massage under the escalator, because when you leave massage, you're all goopy.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, you are. Like, they, you know.
I don't think they do the full, like, that. I think you're, like, shirt on over the shirt kind of thing.
Well, that's useless.
Yeah.
I think you at the Galleria. You're fully
You're just,
nude.
Like, laying there in your undies.
Well, I am.
You don't take your clothes off at the Galleria.
It's under the escalator. There's a door.
There's cover.
There's like spa music.
Oh my God. I would make it really weird for the guy.
Dave's like, can you just use the massage oil anyway?
I brought my own.
Over your clothes.
Over your clothes.
Gross.
Dave gets out of there.
I'm going to go check out Old Navy now.
He gets out of there looking like he just got out of the pool.
You're like, well, I'll be on my way. And then
is that what the squeaky sheets sound like?
I'd like to try on the suit if I could. No.
Oh, sir.
Why are you so greasy?
You're just sliding from place to place.
just quite, under the escalator.
Quite shiny.
You try to walk into Nordstrom. They're just like, no.
No, thank you.
We're closing.
You're like, okay.
No,
I'm
thank
gonna,
you.
I'm just going to stand still. Can you just push me? I'll just keep fighting.
We're closing for good. I just learned something new. I just would assumed it would have been a Nike.
No, you didn't.
I did. Yeah.
I've never even had a massage, and I knew that.
I've never had a massage at the mall.
Because you're sitting on a chair.
I'm not sure you're right.
No, you're sitting on a chair, and you're straddling the chair and facing backwards.
It's like, you're doing the cool guy. You know, they pull the chair around. Yeah. Like, the Fonz would always go with the chair backward because it's cooler. It's kind of like that, except it's a comfy chair.
No, I don't need that kind of noise.
And then you're just like, and then they, you know, they do the little thing on your
you
back.
You seem to know a lot about this.
I've seen it. It's out in the open. It's not covered.
Watching people getting massages?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you're the weirdo.
Back in the 90s.
He's on one of the benches eating pretzel time.
Yeah, having an Orange Julius. Yeah.
Back in the 90s, you know, what else?
You guys are making me want to go to the mall.
Oh my gosh, go to the mall, Rachel. It's my only political platform is save the malls.
Go to the mall.
Yeah.
How is Galleria these days?
You know, I went yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And there were people there. There were good. Because like good. Two times ago, it was a little slow and I was sad, but there were people there. I try to frequent the Galleria as much as possible.
Yeah. I went to Frontenac the other day because I was meeting the aforesaid Michael Kelly at a place called Brick Tops where I'd never been. Very nice. And I had purchased a couple of hoodies on eBay, Madewell. That's the name of the company. Mm-hmm. And they're really good and they're really soft
when
and
they
they're like
well.
30, 40 bucks, right? They just go, oh, no big deal. I make money. And so I went in and I saw one, the red one I've been wearing, and I just grabbed it, didn't look at the price. Handed it to the lady. She asked me for $107, and I gave it to her.
I was going to say, when you said the sweatshirt Madewell, I'm like, those are probably like 120, 118, something like that.
100 bones, man.
I'd have been like, nice you guys can keep that one. I'm going to go look some more.
I'm going to go watch someone get a massage.
Yeah. Sit out in the mall and get a pretzel.
I do love a good sweatshirt.
Take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, nothing like a good fitting hoodie, right?
Oh.
Hoodies are the best.
I haven't washed it yet. It's going to get even better once I wash it. DGS. Something happened to me this morning that hasn't happened in years and years and years. I was stopped by a train.
Oh.
Yeah. When I went to Missouri Baking, I was snaking around to get back on 44 and hit a train, and then the train stopped.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, that blows.
It's hard to know what to do in that situation.
It is. Like, do you wait it out? Do you do the turnaround thing? I did the turnaround thing and took off another way, so...
I think that's probably smart. If it stopped, it may not have been for a short term.
Yes. Yes.
Oof.
I grew up by train tracks, which was a very relaxing sound. I was like that. I could,
like,
hear
that?
Could hear them at night.
Even the horns?
Hear the whistle. It was probably...
How far away was it?
Half mile.
Oh, okay.
Something
that's better.
Like that. So, yeah, it wasn't like blaring or shaking the house.
Yeah. Like, as a kid, we had them not too far, but they weren't near enough where we would hear them at night.
Yeah.
Although one time my buddy and I, we were riding our bikes and we were crossing it and there was a train that was parked.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were crossing, the guy in there saw us and he turned the light on and blared the horn and scared the living crap out
of us. Yeah, that'll do it.
Because you looked over, it was like 50 feet away. It was that close. We're like, yeah!
I told this story before, but it always makes me laugh. There's a train track going from South Roxana to Hartford, because that's how everyone rides the train. And the arms were down, but there was no train. Mm-hmm. And my dad went around it. And immediately got pulled over by a cop. And I'm probably 8 years old. And my dad was the king. You did not question the king. And this cop let him have it.
Oh.
And he was like, do you know that someone did this last week and the train hit them and we had to scoop them up in about 100 baby jars?
Oh.
And what I remember thinking is, that seems so inefficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a difficult way to do it.
I think I can help you out with this. Just get a big bag.
That is, I was in Webster Groves not that long ago, and their arms weren't down, but the signal was going ding, 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 and it was flashing, and I was several cars back. Everybody sat there for a really long time, because minutes feels like a long time.
Yeah.
So you sit there for 5 minutes. So then one car just sheepishly just
Dinked
crossed.
Over.
And the next one, and by the time I got up there, I'm like, well, am I the car that it's going to hit? And I didn't know what to do, and then traffic's backing up. So I went across it, but I mean, I felt like I was going to die. And I looked and I couldn't see a train. I'm like, you can make it over, but I guess it was just stuck on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You did a good ding ding.
I like
it. That sounded just like it. I was like, damn, there's a train coming.
I'm scared.
Yeah, we didn't even have arms. The one by my house.
Yeah.
Out in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if this one did or.
Mm-mm.
The arms are helpful.
And we used to just play on those tracks. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, if that were Phoebe and she crossed a track, I'd be, argh! We would just, like, walk them.
Yep.
Just for miles.
Yeah.
Like, Stand By Me.
Fried Green Tomatoes. Isn't that how that starts?
Yeah. I like that movie.
It's kind of creepy.
It was very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd movie. We should watch that together sometime, Wheels.
Good luck.
Good luck.
My dad.
Because there's girls in it.
My dad has been trying to convince me to watch that for 20 years. It's just not happening.
It's your dad.
I know.
You should.
It's not
out
happening.
Of love for your dad.
Yeah. Do some. Give the old man a solid.
We have a lot of other things in common. I don't need to watch.
It is kind of creepy though that he's asking his son to watch Fried Green.
Well, he's like, he's one of
those.
You have to understand
That's the thing. It's like, why is he stuck on?
No, because you have to understand
like, Kevin, it's called Moonstruck. It's the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah,
not happening, Dad.
You have to understand how his mind works, which is essentially, I really like this, therefore everybody else will too. They just have to do it. And he'll be like, you know what movies?
He'll show him.
So he'll be like flipping. He's one of the old school TV flippers. Like when you're sitting there and, you know, just like scrolling through channels and then it's like 10 minutes left in a movie, but he's going to put that movie on for the last 10 minutes.
He's like, Kevin, do you want to know why it's called Steel Magnolias?
And he did that and he saw it and he's like, you know what? That's a good movie. You should watch that. I'm like, I don't want to watch
what
that.
What is the most?
Boys and I were watching Mystic Pizza.
What is the most non-manly movie you like?
They don't have to be manly movies. They just have to be not boring. I don't know what you mean by that.
What makes Fried Green Tomatoes is boring?
It just looks boring. I don't like just normal human stories. Give me some adventure and action. Secrets as you keep.